Research conducted at Kansas State University has determined the lengths of time and the temperatures at which African swine fever virus remains infective in stored feeds. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
A report in the journal Transboundary and Emerging Diseases outlines how long ASF virus remains stable in stored feeds. Swine Health Information Center Associate Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter says the study was conducted at Kansas State University's High Containment Biosecurity Research Institute and assessed the longevity of the ASF viral DNA and the longevity of ASF viral infectivity in complete feed, soybean meal, and ground corn cob particles stored at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and 95 degrees Fahrenheit.
The virus was most stable in soybean meal and least stable in the corn cob particles. And so when we think about risk, of course, we think about what matrix provided the most stabilizing environment. And when we look at how long the virus remained infectious in soybean meal, we can think about minimum storage times at these various environmental temperatures for high-risk ingredients such as soybean meal. And when we look at how long the virus survived, it was at least 112 days at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, at least 21 days at 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and at least 7 days at 95 degrees Fahrenheit. So those give us recommendations, again, minimum recommendations for storage time after the importation of high-risk feed ingredients.
Dr. Niederwerter suggests this work emphasizes the need to look at where our feed ingredients are coming from to determine if there's the potential to reduce our risk through feed by either sourcing high-risk ingredients locally or by storing these ingredients using these minimum storage recommendations. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.